Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. Tonight we have not just one conductor, but we have two conductors. We're doing a relay. We have Derek Murphy, who has been the director of bands for Burlington Community High School for the best quarter century or so. And we also have Jeremy Henman, who is a new graduate of Western Illinois University, accepting a position in the West Burlington Community Schools in general music. He is going to also be conducting tonight, his debut conducting efforts. So we give him a round of applause. Give both of them a round of applause. And our concert tonight, of course, is broadcast on KBUR tonight at 9 by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale, Southeast Iowa Service Home Center for both the building professional and the do-it-yourselfer, and also by Beckman TV and Appliance, your brand choice expert for the very best in appliances, which is also bringing you a concert next Sunday at 8 o'clock, because Saturday at 8:15, many of these fine players, about a dozen or so, will be playing in the Southeast Iowa Symphony Symphonic Blast, and that includes fireworks. We will not have fireworks tonight, but there will be fireworks Saturday night following the concert right here, and that concert will be broadcast on KBUR at 8 p.m., and it will be followed immediately by the broadcast of the Burlington Municipal Band concert at 9 o'clock. But tonight, give a warm welcome to our conductors, starting it off, Derek Murphy, and later, Jeremy Henman. Thank you.
Thank you. Our first selection was the overture from Mozart's The Impresario, written in the spring of 1786 as part of a public opera competition between Mozart and Antonio Salieri, who was a court composer at the imperial court of Joseph II. Long story short, Mozart lost the competition based on applause, but it failed to deliver a blow to his self-esteem. It is said it was this event that Mozart said Salieri could never rival him as a composer. Our next selection, Defying Gravity, is a programmatic work by Stephen Reinecke depicting the marvels of modern aviation. The opening five measures depict the takeoff, followed by the majesty we experience as we are lifted towards the heavens on our journey. We finally reach cruising altitude and gaze out the window at the beautiful horizon as we soar above the clouds. The peacefulness is soon interrupted as we begin to descend through a turbulent storm, but our skilled pilot eventually regains control of the aircraft and heroically returns us to the ground, defying gravity.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before I move on, I'd like to recognize our sponsor for this evening's concert. It is Mr. and Mrs. Anonymous. So if you see them, they have sponsored tonight's concert, and we are truly thankful for their donation. On Wednesday, July 4th, the band will be playing in West Burlington under Mark Evelis' direction, playing at their 4th of July celebration. I think we'll begin playing around 10:20-ish in their, what is that, by their police station kind of thing? Yeah. Kind of by their police station, town hall, city hall. So if you'd like to go out there and hear some patriotic music, that would be the place to go. Our next selection is written by Robert Sheldon, and it's entitled The Blue Ridge. The Blue Ridge Mountains have a rich history of folk music handed down by the families of the settlers in this region. Four of these songs have been included in tonight's arrangement. They are Jackaro, Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies, Tom Dooley, arranged in a most unexpected manner. And for your musicians out there, it's an alternating meter between 3 plus 2 plus 2 and 2 plus 2 plus 3, like a 7 and 8. It's really stupid how he wrote it. But it makes it really exciting up here, I'll tell you that. And finally ends with Barbara Allen.
Thank you.
is my pleasure to introduce our next conductor this evening. Jeremy Hinman is the newest addition to our Southeast Iowa musical family. He is a former student of mine, recent graduate of Western Illinois University, and the new general music teacher at West Burlington. I have enjoyed watching him develop into the musician he is today and can't wait to see what the future holds for him. Would you please join me in welcoming Jeremy Hinman to the podium?
Thank you very much. American composer Hoagland Hoagy Carmichael was described as one of the most talented, inventive, and sophisticated songwriters of his generation. A renowned composer in the 1930s from Tin Pan Alley, Carmichael's music was known by nearly every household, and his use of recording technology propelled him further into fame. Writing over several hundred songs over the course of his life, 50 of them received hit record status. This next piece, arranged by James Kessler, is a medley containing several of Carmichael's greatest hits, including Lazy River, Stardust, Heart and Soul, Skylark, and Georgia on My Mind. This is Hoagy Carmichael, an American classic.
Thank you.
One of the most prolific composers of wind band literature in the mid-1900s, Claude T. Smith employed a wide variety of musical techniques in his works. His harmonies were often aligned with fellow wind band composers such as Ray Vaughan Williams and Gustav Holst. But Smith separated himself from the pack through his use of uncommon meters, keeping the listener and performers on their toes. Many of Smith's works are now staples of wind band literature and are played by high school, university, and community bands across the nation. Our next piece is one of Claude T. Smith's signature works. This is Imperata Overture.
Thank you.
While John Philip Sousa is considered to be the March King, there were many other composers who were well regarded for their march compositions throughout the early 20th century, such as Carl King and Henry Fillmore. This next march, titled The Circus Bee, is one of Fillmore's most recognizable works. As the title suggests, this march is a circus march and is traditionally played as an opener or encore performance. Fillmore named this piece after an imaginary circus newspaper, and Fillmore himself spoke of his lifelong interest in circuses as well as his experiences working with various big top shows. This is Henry Fillmore's The Circus Bee. Sir Edward Elgar was an English composer whose best-known works were written for orchestra. Perhaps his most famous works are Pomp and Circumstance, which you may recall hearing at graduation ceremonies, and his Enigma Variations. Elgar's Enigma Variations is a piece comprised of a theme, followed by 14 variations on that same theme. Each variation was named and dedicated to one of Elgar's close friends, including Elgar's wife, Alice, as well as himself. The most recognized variation, Nimrod, is the ninth variation and is named after the biblical character Nimrod, who was described as a mighty hunter. The German word for hunter, Jäger, refers to Elgar's publisher, Augustus Jäger. This solemn variation is now widely used in England for various memorial services. This is Edward Elgar's Nimrod from Enigma Variations and arranged for band by Alfred Reed. As with many people my own age, I grew up watching movies from the Disney Renaissance, including The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, The Lion King, and one of my personal favorites, Beauty and the Beast. With music by Alan Menken and lyrics by Howard Ashman, the soundtrack to Beauty and the Beast combined elements of Broadway show tunes with French, classical, and pop music. The film, as well as the soundtrack, was a critical success, receiving universal praise from critics and won several awards, including the Golden Globe for Best Original Score, the Academy Award for Best Original Score, and the Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Composition Written for a Motion Picture. This medley, arranged by Calvin Custer, is comprised of several tunes from the Disney film, including Belle, Beauty and the Beast, Gaston, Something There, and Be Our Guest. This is Beauty and the Beast.
Thank you.
Our final work before we close with our traditional Stars and Stripes Forever is titled Tribute to Count Basie and features several jazz tunes made popular by Basie's Jazz Orchestra. You'll hear All of Me, Corner Pocket, and Lil Darlin' before ending with the tune April in Paris. Now, I'm gonna need a little audience participation for this number. If you've ever listened to Basie's recording of April in Paris, you already know that Count Basie never wanted the music to end. When the song was finished, he would turn around to the audience and he would shout, anybody know? One more time! So, when I cut the band off, I'm going to turn around and I want to hear all of us shout together, one more time! This is a tribute to Count Basie.
Thank you. Thank you.